Imagine earning continuing education credits while doing exactly what you're doing right now. Well, you can. Gable Media has revolutionized the way you earn your continuing education credits with a groundbreaking approach. Forget running around town and scouring the internet for credit-worthy courses. Fulfill your CE requirements effortlessly by listening to engaging podcasts just like the one you're listening to now. Our podcasts are designed to educate, entertain, and inspire, all in a user-friendly environment. But wait, there's more. Architects, Gable Media is also approved as an AIA Continuing Education Services provider. Upon completion, we handle everything, from reporting your hours directly to the AIA, to storing your certificates in your personal Gable Media profile for your self-reporting needs. So follow the link in the show notes and start earning your credits in the most innovative and entertaining way possible with Gable Media.
All right, Entree Architect community, it's time for context and clarity. The reason that I come to you every day is so that we can find clarity around the things that matter most to you, the architect. And it doesn't matter if you're the employee of a firm, maybe you dream of starting your own firm. Maybe you even said 2021 is my year and you're on the runway to starting your own firm. Maybe you've had a firm for a year or 10 years or 20 years and you're starting to rethink, reimagine what your firm could or should be. All of the topics that we cover, one topic every day, fall under the broad umbrella of the business of architecture, and they are the need-to-know topics for the success of architects just like you. It's August 4th, 2021, and this is episode 123 of the Context and Clarity podcast. If you're just finding the podcast, I want you to know that the reason I record this podcast every day is that I want to inspire you to start the thought process and to spark conversation. Maybe I even want to stir the pot a little. I want to challenge you to think about and to explore these topics even further, and I want to do something to help you build a better, stronger practice. This week, we're covering topics that follow a theme of the future of the profession of architecture. Yesterday, we talked about how architects can make themselves more relevant to a larger percentage of the population. Maybe the question for you is, should architects try to serve more of the population? Or it may be, how can architects serve the 99%? I'll take what I said yesterday and I'll push it a little bit further. I think it makes a lot of sense, simply from a market share point of view, to expand the base of potential clients. There's a lot of market to tap into. At the opposite end of the spectrum, though, it could make sense to dig deeper, to become even more exclusive, to create a situation where you're even harder to work with and even more sought after and even more expensive. Whichever direction you want to go with that, my guess is that you need to adjust your business model to really optimize for one or the other of those scenarios. If you missed yesterday's episode or our conversation on either the Clubhouse app or in our live stream, or if you just want to dig deeper into this topic, here's what you need to do. First, go back and listen to episode number 122. Second, go to the Entree Architect Community Facebook group and watch the recording of the live Context and Clarity conversation. Now, I know that there are some in our audience who aren't on Facebook, and I appreciate that. But if that's you, I encourage you to consider making the Entree Architect Community Facebook group the one place that you do go on Facebook. It truly is a community and a supportive community of architects just like you. It's a wonderful thing. And if this sounds intriguing to you, but maybe you're still on the fence, I have an easy link that you might be interested in. I use it to take me straight to the group so that I don't have to see any other part of Facebook. If you're interested, that link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's it. It's super simple and it takes you right there. So think about joining the group and think about adding to these live conversations. Now today at 4 p.m. Eastern, we're going to keep exploring topics related to the future of the profession of architecture. we're obviously talking about the larger profession. But what's your role in the future of the profession? What responsibility do each of us bear? So today's question is, what responsibility does the individual architect, what responsibility do you have when it comes to the advancement of the profession? Can we agree that the profession is going to change a lot over the next 10 years? I think it needs to change, or we're going to be in for a world of hurt. But what does that mean? What needs to change? I guess the sky's the limit. There are issues like justice, equity, diversity, and inclusion that need to be addressed. Sustainability needs to continue to play a larger and larger role in design and construction. Workplace, in terms of remote work, on-site work, and hybrid work, will continue to evolve. Technology, and specifically AI, will need to be reckoned with. Obviously, we need leadership to take us into the future and guide us through these issues and changes. We always need leadership. The question is, what's the role of associations? Groups like AIA and NOMA, etc. What's the role of the firms? What's the role of the individual architect? What's your role? I'm going to get on my soapbox for a minute. No matter what you think the AIA or any other organization should be doing to further the profession, no matter what you think should be lobbied for or legislated, you can't just sit back and watch from the sidelines and wonder why more isn't happening. You have some responsibility to take up the cause. Remember, the vast majority of people working in any of these organizations are volunteers. Are you one of those volunteers? Are you even a member of one of these organizations? I'm not trying to shame anybody here, and I know not everyone will like that little speech. Maybe you didn't like it. If you didn't, that's okay. Just tell me what you think is the responsibility of the individual architect when it comes to the advancement of the profession. Let me know this morning at 9 a.m. Eastern in our coffee talk on the Clubhouse app, or this afternoon in today's Context and Clarity conversation at 4 p.m. Eastern in the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you want more of the Context and Clarity podcast delivered to you every weekday, subscribe wherever you consume podcasts. And if you love content like this, check out Gable Media. It's the multimedia network for people that care about the built environment, and it's the home of Context and Clarity. With Gable's growing family of podcasts and video channels, I know you'll find something there that interests you. You can learn more at gablemedia.com. That's gablemedia.com. And if the topic of today's episode is of particular interest to you, and you'd like to dig deeper into it, then join me over on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern inside the Entree Architect Community Facebook group. If you're interested, the link is entrearchitect.com/group. That's where every weekday at 4 p.m., I host Context and Clarity Conversations. And we take these topics, the topics that you hear about in this daily podcast episode, and we dig deeper. We have a conversation in real time to try to find more clarity around the things that matter most to you. So thanks for listening. I hope our time together has inspired you to think about your community and your practice and how you can support those around you. I'll be back here again tomorrow. And in the meantime, I hope you'll join me and the Entree Architect community on Facebook today at 4 p.m. Eastern so we can help each other find more clarity around the topics that matter most, no matter what your context is.
From historic homes to modern architecture, brick is one of the most popular building materials around the world.
How to allow the house to bridge the gap between the history of the site, the approachability of this kind of architecture in this kind of neighborhood, and the sort of nostalgia of materiality for the client's past, right? And brick really started to provide an answer for that.
Hi, I'm Doug Pat, and this is Design Vault. There aren't many materials that easily blend with any style and context, but brick does just that. I've seen some extraordinary work with Brick, so when Glengarry approached me about hosting this podcast, I couldn't say no.
Typically, Tudor-style houses from outside are just stunningly gorgeous piece of structure. And when you go in, it's just sad.
Yeah.
Dark. And that is not going to happen with my approach to design.
I speak with industry leaders and share inspiring stories behind their work and ingenious design.
You'll see brick that's fashioned into basket weave patterns, sawtooth patterns. What's known in England as diapering.
Doesn't sound like you knew them per se, right? They found you through relationships that you had with other.
Well, wait, Doug, there's more.
Okay.
We'll go behind the scenes to understand process and even the inspiration that sparked the design.
You know, I think we were inspired by all the factory buildings in Dumbo. I mean, that is the kind of period of significance, that early American factory building.
Design Vault by Glengarry. Visit glengarry.com/design-vault or search for Design Vault wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe now to stretch your imagination.